There'll all be these epithets thrown around, won't there, during the course of an election campaign. And one of them is this, which I can't stand, is this business about fairness. Labor goes on about fairness. They want things to be fair. Well, is this fair? And you've got to think about how you define it, because this is an attempt by Labor to buy votes. Question is, will the electorate buy it? I suppose they will. Bill Shorten's reactivated debate over paid parental leave and this so-called double dipping. Now, is Malcolm Turnbull going to get into the ring here and throw a few punches, metaphorically speaking? Remember, the Gillard government passed taxpayer-funded paid parental leave, legislation, that is, for paid parental leave, applying to all workers in 2010. I don't have a problem with that. The scheme provided 18 weeks' pay at the minimum wage, so that was a total of $11,500, 18 weeks' pay at the minimum wage, to a carer parent who earned anything up to $150,000. I don't have a problem with that. We want women to be given every opportunity to be able to get back into the workforce. But eligibility is not restricted to workers not covered by employer-run paid parental leave schemes. So if you work for an employer who runs a scheme, paid parental leave, you can get two lots of paid parental leave. Is that fair? Now, the Abbott government, Tony Abbott, attempted to pass legislation closing off access to the taxpayer scheme to workers eligible for more generous employer-run schemes. That bill was blocked in the Senate and it's still there. But Bill Shorten's now reiterated Labor's support for what he calls the status quo, that is, letting people double dip. Question? Fairness? Why should taxpayers have to top up employer-sponsored paid parental leave? Now, I use the word top up because obviously, if Julia Gillard's legislation for is $11,500, that's 18 weeks, and the employer paid scheme didn't pay $11,500, then we wouldn't mind topping it up to $11,500. But what if the employer paid scheme was $20,000? They get the $11,500 as well. Why should taxpayers have to fork out that money? Now, taxpayers, I should point out, though it's unfashionable to say, already support a couple's choice to have children, and they support that handsomely, to the point where people with young children can end up with more disposable after-tax income via the $20 billion a year family tax benefit program than they earn before tax. So a sole parent on, say, $30,000, that's the salary, can end up with a disposable income of $66,304 when all this stuff is thrown in, but a single person on $80,000 has a disposable income less than that of a sole parent on $30,000 who gets all this other welfare chucked in. The sole parent on $30,000, by the time we throw in all these welfare entitlements, finishes up with a disposable income of $66,304. A single person on $80,000 pays his tax and finishes up with $60,853. Parents have to take some responsibility, don't they, for their choices? Taxpayers shouldn't be required to top up employer-sponsored paid parental leave. But are Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison going to allow this promise to go past unchallenged?